The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr. Big Dog.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
What are we going to do today? Man, great to see everybody chime in. Great morning out there in Blog Talk Radio Land. Hope you guys are up, awake, and on fire, man, because I know I am. Hope you had a great weekend plus one. Today being Tuesday, you know, terrific Tuesday. Man, what are you going to do today? Monday is over. We're moving into Wednesday hump day. Yeah, I'm thinking about tomorrow already simply because I look to the future, man. So let's play a little music, man, before we jump into the show this morning. I see all my people are jumping on Facebook Live, man. Great to have you guys. Great morning. I see you jumping on. Jacinda Mitchell, great morning. Great morning, Mr. John B. Riley, great morning. Man, thank all you guys for chiming in. You know, as always, if you want to listen to the show live and be able to hear music, go ahead and dial in to 657-383-1291, 657-383-1291, and you'll be able to hear the music and be able to hear the show live with a little crisper audio and all of that good stuff. So, man, let's jump right into this show this morning. But before we do that, man, we want to play a little bit of music, and I want to leave you guys with something that's going to take you higher. A little higher, a little lettuce, y'all. We'll be right back.
I can see love and loyalty can be higher than
this, man. Let me get my mic is on. I'll tell y'all right now, I'm on cloud 57 and a half. I just threw that number right out of my head. It is what it is. This is the realest show ever, man. Back live on the grind. I see my beautiful people are chiming in. You know, Beverly Knox, great morning. Beverly Knox Davis, let me correct that. Great morning. Thanks for jumping on the grind. Yoiz Gomez, hopefully I said that right. If I did, then let me know. Give me some ups. Mr. Jason L. Scott, the first, man. Great to have you on the show, my brother. Love you, sir. Mr. Sheila Blanche, great morning. Great to have you on the show. All my people out there in Blog Talk, Radio Land, man, thank you guys for chiming in. Man, great weekend we just had coming off of an international convention with the greatest company in the world, Total Life Changes. You know, I don't know what you guys do out there, but whatever it is, hope you guys are doing it with a spirit of excellence, with experience of a spirit of camaraderie. And guys, that's exactly what's happening over here at TLC, guys. We're doing big things. It's just different over here. So for all of you guys that are chiming in, man, live on Facebook Live, thank you guys for jumping on. As always, you could have been doing anything in this entire world that you wanted to do, but you decided that you would chime in and listen to little old me this morning for a little while, and I don't take that lightly. Miss Elena Riley, great morning, great morning, great to see you, young lady. You know, hopefully everybody had an awesome weekend, and, you know, sitting around thinking about some things last night on the plane ride back from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, they say what happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas, but absolutely this weekend, what happened in Las Vegas absolutely cannot stay in Las Vegas. So you got to tell everybody you know, but just save the juicy stuff, the good stuff, the stuff that you really don't want nobody know about you. Save that stuff a little bit. Don't tell nobody that. Okay. Who else do we have jumping on? Mignon Steele, great morning to you. Thank you guys for chiming in and saying good morning, man. Great morning. Miss Sean Jackson Hughes, thank you for jumping on. Miss Rachel P. Joseph, thank you guys for jumping on. Man, but we're going to talk about this morning. I got some coffee. It's a little different kind of coffee, but I got to drink it. But it's good. It's good. It's going to give me that little lift I need to start my day out. As we say, motivation only lasts for a moment. You know, inspiration moves you along, guys, but that tenacity and the patience and the, you know, all of the tribulation that you go through is testing you. It's your process. That's what allows you to continue to press the gas every single day. So I want to talk a little bit about change this morning because, you know, if you saw the post said life is like underwear. Change is good. And I've said this before. Okay. A lot of people, hold on one second, guys. I got a strange noise in here. All right, I'm back, and that's a funny story I got to tell you about as well. But, man, this is the realest show ever. And, you know, life is like underwear. Change is good. You hear people say all the time that, you know, change, you know, I'm not changing. I'm going to stay the same person. We grew up with that. You know, we grew up with that. Yeah. I'm going to tell you about that alarm here in just a minute. Miss Elena McCann-Brinson, thank you for jumping on the show. Hey, look, this is the realest show ever. So if you guys want to say something, then put it in the comments. You know, I'll express it for you. I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna say the stuff that people don't want to say, the things that need to be said, the things that people think they can't say. I'm gonna say it, but I'm gonna take it and twist it around for you, and I'm gonna say it tastefully. You know, because I'm gonna show you how real this show is. My T-shirt is even wrinkled this morning. I ain't even ironed my T-shirt this morning. Why? Because you know what? I wanted to get on here and talk to y'all. You know, and the second reason is I live in Florida. We don't iron that much stuff here. When I go outside, these wrinkles are gonna fall out, and I'm not gonna have to worry about these wrinkles. What's up, Rosina Scott? Good to see you on the show this morning. So, man, let's talk about change because we've heard, you know, as kids, you know, you hear the old folks say, as they say, some of us about to be old folks. You hear the old folks say, you know, don't change, baby, stay the same. Just be real, keep it 100. Well, you can keep it 100, but I'm here to tell you, you got to change. If you don't change, then the world changes without you. You know, when I got home last night, late last night, you know, we all want to come back to our house and we want to see things the way we want to see things the way that we left them, right? And if we don't see things the way that we left them, we think something's wrong. And if things aren't the way we left them, we hope that they're better than the way that we left them. So in any event, change is always good. Some of us are starting new businesses. Some of us are starting brand new chapters of our life. And change is inevitable, right? You have to change. Everything you do, there has to be change. Now, here's the question I want to ask you guys. How are you living your life? Are you living your life with a period? Are you living your life with a comma, a question mark, or an exclamation mark? Which one? Ask yourself that question. Then go ahead and put your answer. Put your answer in the thing. Don't be scared. Put your answer. If you've got access to your phone, put your sentence ending or whatever it is, your question mark, your period, your comma, or your exclamation mark. How are you living your life this morning? Just throw the little one in there. John Riley says it's always good to come home to something in a better state than when you left it. Absolutely. Better. And as parents of two little rambunctious kids that tend to do things that they want to do sometimes, coffee break, one of the things that are always on that's always on my mind when Pam and I leave out of town, you know, we typically have our daughter here, and she's 25, and I think she's 25. She may be a little older now. I don't know. She'll correct me, I'm pretty sure. You know, we leave, and she's here, and we want to come home, and so, but things are kind of, you know, things are a little shaky because I'm thinking about, you know, how am I going to come home? How's the house going to be? What's going to be broken? What's going to be, you know, unfixable? So, you know, when you come back home, you want things to be better, you know. So for me, it's a point of anxiety. You know, what am I going to have to fix? Because nobody fixes anything right here but me. That's my job. So when something's broke, they bring it to me, you know, to fix. And the answer can't be, no, I can't fix it. So nobody wants to tell me how they're living their life. And maybe you guys, maybe y'all did it in school. Nobody wants to give the answer because nobody wants to be wrong. But life is all about being wrong and right. That happens. That's how we grow, right? And really and truly, there is no wrong answer, right? So you're living your life, you know, one of the four ways, right? Or are you living your life all of the four ways? Are you living your life with a period? Are you living your life with a comma? Are you living your life with a question mark, or are you living your life with an exclamation mark? You know, that's right, Rachel. You had to fix a lot at your house. I know, because them two little ones you got, I know they move a lot. So, but great kids, man. But, you know, I'm living my life with all four. And here's why I say that. I've come to the conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, that you have to deploy all of those four to your life, the period, the comma, the question mark, the exclamation mark, because that's life, right? Life is a series of periods. This is what I am. This is who I am. Right now, at this moment, I got to make the very best of it to move myself forward. And you definitely have to have some pauses in your life, right? You got to have some pauses in your life. Some of these times when you sit there, you sit back, and you're like, I got to figure out where I am so I can figure out where I'm going. You know, it's called a calculated attack, right? So there's definitely some commas in your life, some pauses. There are some question marks in your life, right? The question marks are great because when you start asking yourselves those questions, then it compels you to get the answer. You're not sitting around waiting for somebody to give you the answer, but it compels you to go out and get the answer, which really is the epitome of growth. Figuring out what you need to do next, getting the answers that you need, and growing from there,
But some of us, we hit that period button and we don't move in life. Some of us, we hit that pause button and we just stay right there, right? And you know as well as I do, when you're watching a movie on TV on something like the on-demand site, if you're watching a movie and all of a sudden your life is on pause, and then next thing you know, it just goes back to where it was, to the previous channel that it was on before, because it got tired of being on pause. But some of you are saying, I'm living my life as an exclamation point. And I'm bold in everything I do. I'm boom, I'm this, I'm that. And we most certainly have those moments, guys. Let's keep it 100. This is the realest show ever, unscripted conversation. You have a voice on this show. Say what you want to say, but I'm here to tell you, there's not a one person in the world that lives their life bold and free every single day, every single minute of the day, every single second. Nobody in this world lives their life that way because nobody's perfect. You know, even salt looks like sugar. So don't always think that things are what they say, what they appear to be. There are always some periods, some commas, some question marks, and some exclamation marks. See, I think the life, the perfect life, yeah, I must have said something good because my thing, my hose fell down. I think the perfect life is a person deploying all four of those, understanding that life is the epitome of constant change. You have to be, as they say in the scientific world, in a constant state of flux. And if you're in a constant state of flux, that means you're always ready to change. It's like a defensive back on a football team. He has to always be on his toes. He has to keep his head on a swivel. And when he does that, he's always ready to be able to go left or right. Life is a series of periods. There's going to be the moments when you have to put your foot down and say, I'm planting my flag right here. This is what I believe in, and this is who I am right here in this moment. And then we have heard the old saying that says, you know, be attached to nothing, but open to everything. That's what I'm talking about. The periods in your life, they define you. They define what you believe in, but you can't be so closed off to where you don't intake anything else. It's like, this is it. I don't care if this is wrong, then I'm going to do it. I don't care, you know, if this is this and it's hurting me and yada, yada, yada. If you sit on a nail and it hurts, then get off the nail and go do something different, right? So those are the periods in your life. You believe in certain things. You find out what those things are, and you help evolve those things to the next level. Those are the periods, and the commas are when you pause and you're moving forward in that constant state of flux. You're going to pause sometime to reassess where you are. Some of you need to reassess where you are in life right now. Some of you need to pause for a little while, deploy that comma, figure out where you are, right? You need a coffee break because somebody's getting mad right now. But I love it. I love it. But deploy that comma, figure out where you are right now. Where would God have you move forward? Where should you go from here? And a lot of you have deployed that comma because you don't like where you're supposed to be going from here. You just don't like it. You're like, okay, well, I just don't think that's God. I don't think that's God telling me to do that because that's going to hurt. That's not what I mean. Yeah, you say that's going to hurt. So, but because it's going to hurt, you're on constant pause. And now you're starting to go backwards because now your pause is off and now you're just moving backwards. Some of you have questions that you need to get answered. Don't wait around for people to answer those questions for you. Go out and get the answer. It's a part of your process. Those four ways that you live in your life, guys, have to be deployed at the right time. You just got to know how to deploy them effectively and how to move through them effectively. There are going to be some very bold exclamation point moves in your life. And the more bold moments you have in your life, the faster you're going to move. That means you're going to smash through some of those barriers that are holding you back, that have been holding you back, right? So now you're going to stand up and you're going to get bold and you're going to stop worrying about what people think about you and how people view you, because now you're moving in the realm of what you need to be doing, right? And we talk about that all the time, man, controlling the controls. That's going to be a reoccurring theme. As a matter of fact, I think that's going to be my next T-shirt, control the controls, because, you know, people don't know how to control their controls. You know, it's funny because we have an amazing team over here
in the company that Pam and I are part of, Total Life Change. We have an amazing team, bringing on some amazing new people, you know. And one of the things that my company says, and one of the things that this industry really says, is that you are the CEO of your own business. You're the CEO of your own business. You're the CEO of your own life. And because you're the CEO of your own business, then, you know, you have to make decisions like a CEO. So nobody's here to lord over you. We're only here to try and help you kind of set the example a little bit, you know, and say, okay, this is what we've been through, and this is what we know works, and this is what we know doesn't work. Are there some things that we're actually doing that's helping us move ourselves forward a little bit, and hopefully you guys are grabbing onto it, man, absolutely, because guess what? Nobody has arrived. Everybody's in a constant state of flux. All you have to do is attach yourself to somebody that's moving forward. And that's not just in business, that's in life. Guys, this statement I'm going to make goes hand in hand with anything that you do in life, right? You've heard this statement before. If you hang around four broke people or five broke people, you're bound to be the fifth or the sixth, whatever number you want to put to that, right? Hang around five, you're bound to be the sixth, right? So who are you connected with in life? Who are you connected with in business? Who's helping you move forward? And it's not always that person is physically doing something to you or for you to help you move forward. Sometimes it's just the mere appearance and their tenacity, their, you know, how they're doing what they do that actually moves you forward and helps you move forward. So who are you connected to in your life? If you hang around three unhealthy people, then you're bound to be the fourth. If you hang around, you know, three negative people, you're bound to be the fourth. Who are you connected to? Who are you spending your time with? I don't care if that person is your wife, your husband, your aunt, your uncle, your mom and dad. It doesn't matter. Let me tell you something that is very, very evident. If you haven't gotten it by now, you never will. Okay? Satan does not care who he deploys into your life to keep you standing still, to keep you on pause. It doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, the closer the person is to you, the better. The closer they are to you, the better. So the person that has your ear, the person that you listen to, typically is the person that the enemy is going to try to get, you know, closest to, and to actually try and pull you and hold you in one place, right? So if change is inevitable, then the enemy's goal is to keep you in that same place while everything else passes you by. And the person that's closest to you is the person that is typically going to try to do that for you. They're going to try to hold you in that same place. How? Through the negative thinking. Through all of the, you know, because they're the influencers in your life, then that means that they can keep you in one place by what they say, by what they do, by body language. This is when you deploy the exclamation point, right? This is when you get bold and you put that stamp on it. So you know what? I know this is what I need to do, so let me just do it. Because guess what? My life is not getting any better. If it's not getting any better, then what do you need to do? Change it, right? So underwear and life is like underwear. Change is good. You have to change constantly. So you have to deploy the period. You have to deploy the commas. You definitely have to deploy the question marks, because I believe that there's nothing like deploying a great question. And I know we got some great comments over here. My screen just started to start moving. That's right, Rachel, CJ, and Sierra. I forgot about their name. You're right. I knew that, Rachel. Don't try that like I didn't know their names. CJ and Sierra. Let's see what else we got here. Can't start a new sentence without ending the previous one. Absolutely, John Riley says. What else we got here? So true, Miss Rosina Scott says. John Riley, people don't think it is God because it's not going the way they think it should go. Absolutely. It's our own stinking thinking that is keeping us in place. If we just, as they say, let go and let God, then we're going to quickly find out. And McCray says, yes, we love our team. As a matter of fact, one of our team is outside my door right now, beating on it, trying to get in, the youngest member of our team, trying to get in the door. So who else we got? Pam McCray says, yes, hang around people that are going somewhere. Miss Val Davis, what's up, Val? Great to see you, girl. Had a good time with you this weekend. Man, true. Absolutely. Princess Tiberius says, great morning, everyone. Joanna Osborne, great morning to you as well. Man, so hanging around the right people, man, having the right circle, to me, man, is one of those things. It's life for me. And when you're a part of my circle, if you're part of my life and I let you in to see, you know, what I do personally, a lot of people, they're like really not amazed because I'm the same person, you know, in public as I am in private. So really not a lot of guesswork with me. I never want to wear a mask because I want to be comfortable. You know, when people come to my house, I want them to see the same person. I don't want them to think that ever that I'm putting up a facade, which is really even the premise of this show, you know, and the way we have to live our lives. We have to live our lives open, you know, honest and upfront. And that way we don't have to worry about, you know, putting on a mask. You know, a mask is like, you know, it's like makeup. And ladies, excuse me, I know, you know, a lot of you wear makeup, you know, but we put our, you know, put the makeup on every day and we go out into life, and, you know, anything that we do for 30 days becomes a habit, comes a lifestyle, really. So now here you are, you know, we're putting on the makeup and we have to go out every day because there are certain things that we want to cover up. There's a certain way you want to look, and that's just a part of our life, you know. So when we go out and we see, you know, other people, people are accustomed to seeing us a certain way, so we want to be that way all the time, you know. But there comes a point in your life where, you know, you have to be transparent. Yeah, we know that you can't sell a dream looking like a nightmare. We definitely teach don't go out looking like a nightmare. So am I telling anybody on this show this morning to go out busted and disgusted? Let me tell you, I'm going to tell you right now, unequivocally, the answer is no. I'm not telling you to leave your house looking like Broomhilda, okay? So let's just get that out there. Coach Nate told me to just leave and don't put on no makeup, don't brush my teeth, don't comb my hair, keep it 100. Transparency creates currency. That ain't what I'm saying to y'all, all right? I want y'all to understand that you have to be the same person inside. And what happens on the inside will manifest itself on the outside. Let me tell y'all something. Beauty has absolutely nothing to do with looks. I've met some aesthetically pleasing people that are super jacked up on the inside. And by that same token, I've met some ugly people on the inside that are beautiful on the outside, and some beautiful people on the outside that are jacked up on the inside. So, you know, you can't gauge people based on what you see all the time. You have to gauge people in their totality. I think a person's outward appearance is just their outward appearance. Who they are on the inside is what you really, really want to get to. That's the person that you want to really blend with and gel with. Do you want to put your best foot forward in the physical, man? Absolutely. We teach that over here, right? Because I believe that initial power perceived is initial power achieved. So if somebody sees you, the first thing they do is see you. That's why we always talk about working on, you know, the appearance of yourself first, you know, feeling better, looking better, you know, dropping some weight, you know, doing what you need to do so that when people see you, you're confident and they see you in a light that you feel comfortable with them seeing you. Whatever that size is, whatever you're comfortable being, then walk in it in confidence. But I believe in a healthy you, right? So I'm a body mass index dude. I'm a what you put in your body is who you are type person, because I believe people often neglect what they put in their body, not understanding that what you put in is going to show itself and manifest itself on the outside. So what else we got here? Pierre Fabdiva Collins, welcome to the show. Amen, she says. A Better Life Inc. says, yes, eliminate dead weight. yeah, we had a great Valerie, if you've ever hang around, you know, Miss Valerie Davis, man, I gotta tell you, she always has a positive attitude. She's always ready to, you know, to serve and always there for us, asking us if we're okay and, you know, is everything good, and, you know, and it's good to have people around you that look out for you. And, you know, in turn, it makes you want to look out for that person as well. So, you know, we love you, Val. You know, Elaine McCann Brinson says pretty much no guesswork. Absolutely no guesswork. Thank you, Val. Happy anniversary. A Better Life Inc. says surrounded by positive pressers, pushers, and prayers. Absolutely. I like that. Pressers, pushers, and prayers. The triple P. Absolutely, by positive pressures, pushes, and prayers. Man, I love that. I told you, I'm going to say, Prince of Verda says, wear a mask will burn you out. Absolutely, wearing that mask will burn you out. That same mask will start to fade at some point in time. No masking. Man, and here's the thing. That's a great comment, Princess, because when we wear that mask because we don't like the person that's on the inside. So how do you fix that? You start to change the person that's on the inside, and you start to manifest what's on the inside, the confidence. You start to manifest that to the outside, and people can't help but like you. You know, people can't help but like you because now you're confident. They're either gonna like you. Some people are gonna say everybody's gonna like you. They're gonna hate on you a little bit. No problem. That's a recurring thing. But at the end of the day, man, the right people are gonna be attracted to you, right? They're going to be attracted to you. That's a great statement, but it will fade after a while. But what you find out is that what's on the inside starts to come out no matter what the outward appearance is. You know that you're working on that by what you put in physically, spiritually, and mentally, all right? And now everything is going to start exuding itself to the outside, and you're going to automatically going to work on better you physically as well, right? John Riley says, don't fake the funk. Absolutely. You know, faking the funk over here. You're right, John Riley. Absolutely. Zena Scott says, Pamela Craig says, thank you to Ms. Val Davis. Man, we, you know, and I said I was going to tell you guys this funny story. See how much time we got. And I know Pam will get a kick out of this also. We got a couple more minutes. I'm working on shortening out these shows, guys, but you know, I have fun, you know, kicking back, having conversations with you all. You know, and hopefully you guys get some value out of it as well. But funny story. You know, I heard the alarm going off, and in the room. And so, I want to say this the right way. It was a weird alarm, right? I'd never heard the alarm before. Going on in the room, and there's something else I wanted to say before I said this, but nonetheless, it'll come to me really sure ever. But so Pam, I found my iPad. I thought I lost my iPad, hadn't had my iPad, thought somebody stole my iPad, didn't know where my iPad was. Looking for something this morning, I located my iPad and plugged it up, and I had put out the whole Find My iPad thing on Apple, and when it charged up, that was the alarm that came on that I had never heard before, Find My iPad. We found your iPad in one of my mini bags that I have, and sometimes things are right under your nose because it's right in my closet, right there the whole time. I moved it with me. It's been sitting in that bag the whole time in that little hidden compartment in the back. So I finally found my iPad, but sometimes the things that we're looking for are right under our nose, and we don't see them, you know. And that's a whole nother show, man, because, you know, the premise of the show is to help you guys bridge the gaps that you have. It's not so much as about what I say, you know, the comments that you guys have on this show, you know, I don't want you to take them lightly, because that's why I try and say, you know, everything that you type in this little screen, I try and say it, because I believe that we all have a voice. We all have a voice. You know, nobody should feel as if they're the quote-unquote little man. You have to learn to empower yourself. And if you can empower yourself to do anything, you can empower yourself to do everything. And, you know, so many people sit around and they're frozen with fear because they're afraid to step out and start doing something. And let me say this in closing to you guys, because there's so much that I want to say, and I'll tell you right now, I can keep you on this Facebook Live and on this radio show for another hour, but I don't want to do that. But what I'll say is this, man, whatever it is that you have that's pressing you that you want to do, whatever you've already started and you feel as if you can't move forward, you just gotta go. There's no special equation. There's nothing that you need to wait for. Nobody else has what you need. You're not sitting around waiting for God to send you somebody that's going to move you out of the place that you're in. Guess what? He gave you the power to do that. All right. That's why he gave you an individual thumbprint. All five of your fingers on each hand have a different fingerprint to them. You know, so, you know, your toes are different. You're unique. You can fix your own issues. All you have to do is make the determination that you're going to improvise, adapt, and overcome. And no matter what, you're going to move through the different, you know, quotation marks, whatever it is that and exemplify your life. You're going to move through the periods in your life. Some of you are at a definite period stage in your life, and you've been there forever, and maybe you're standing by something that you think is good and it's not. Maybe you started doing something that, you know, and you left something and you thought it was good and it's not. You know, maybe you've, you know, started to, you know, embark upon a journey and figured out that this wasn't my journey, and now you need to change that journey. Life is like underwear. Change is good. You have the right to change anytime you want to change, and change anything that you want to change in your life in order to move yourself to the next level. Nobody has the key to that for you. You're the only person that has that. And I'm telling you on this show this morning that you have the power to do whatever it is that you need to do. Yeah, you're not shy. You're not shy. You think there was a time in my life that I would have ever thought I would want to sit in a Facebook Live and talk to people on Instagram, on Facebook, Instagram, and Blog Talk Radio, or any of that? Absolutely not. I had to take the baby steps it took to really start doing that. And the growth started to kick in. Nothing happens until you start. So empower yourself, man. This platform hopefully is helping somebody empower themselves, giving some, you know, you guys the life that you need to actually say, you know what? I can do this. You know, I can do this not because I said you can, but because you know you can. It's because you know that God has given you everything that you need, right? Everything that you need to actually move your life to the next level. And you control your own controls in order to do what you need to do every single day. All right. So, yeah, I know y'all laughing at me. You know, Pam said wonderful. You know, y'all laughing, Beth, you thought someone stole your iPad. I did, man. That's the inside of a joke. Absolutely. I pulled somebody else on that one. So we both know who we're talking about. John says he's looking for his tablet, too. Hopefully you find yours. Yeah, man. You know, start looking in the places that are right there, right there in front of you, and you'll be surprised at what you see, because in a lot of cases, guys, the answers are right there in front of you. All you have to do is empower yourself to go get the answers, man. So, man, we're going to close this show out, man, because I said I was going to make it a little bit shorter. So I want to play some music for you guys on the way out. And as always, the revolution is not going to be televised, but I will promise you guys that on Thursday we will be on a brand new YouTube platform, so that way we can actually move forward and not have to worry about deleting these Facebook Lives, and hopefully somebody else can be blessed and listen to your comments and get their gaps bridged, you know, right here
on the show and maybe stop somebody from doing some destructive things in their life and staying in the pause mode or the period mode, you know, too long in their life. So God bless you guys. You know, you guys have a great and awesome and amazing Tuesday. And, you know, look forward to every single day, man. Get up your day and start your day with intention and purpose. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Move that thing down to 3, 2, 1. Get out of that bed and go do something with your life, man. Let's jump on some more legacy this morning with a little bit of Jaheim just because I like you. God bless you.
You know I love you, right? I love you too. Ain't nobody got what we got.
No, no. What I do with my baby.
Stand up on the concrete, baby. Don't get no better than this.
We've had some ups and downs, made a lot of bad mistakes, but we've always had some good times, and through it all, you held me down, baby. You've always held me down.
I was afraid and wanted you to leave, but you stayed right here by my side. You never let me go. You always stayed around.
That's right.
You stayed around.
And you've been so good to
and
me.
And it doesn't matter how low, whatever comes our way, you know,
you know,
you and me, we gon' stay together.
Just wanna give you, make love to you. Put you on a rocket flight. Keep on loving till we touch the sky.